Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shine in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see off the beach. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
I'm in a cranky mood. I don't have internet access. I have been dying of boredom. Ask Christy, ask Terry, ask Amy. I've been, you know, just not in a good mood. Okay, tonight's booze up. Please, please no bashing on Carly tonight. I don't think my heart could take it. That's booze number one. Number two, don't talk over each other because we might sound like The View on drugs. Number three, be nice to your host and co-host, but be nice to Carly tonight, people. And number four, please, Will. And you know what, you guys, it's going to be a great month. It's going to be a November to remember. You guys have to remember how much magazines out there do not want a couple to be together. You know, and it's going to happen. And I don't care what anyone says. When everything comes out in the open and Maison is back together, I'm going to say fuck you to all those, the Sandlers and all those people that rather, you know, read the Soul magazine and believe what's going on there than listening to me and Christy. You know, Raison is coming regardless of anything. And you guys, we need to be prepared for it. And yeah, we might get attacked for a while, but you know what? We need to fight. You know, we don't need to lay over and play dead with the Sam fans are concerned. Because, you know, there are only like 12 of those and like 4,000 of us. So come on, people. Let's not fight about it. Just, you know, watch November and see what happens. And I've been waiting for the verdict all day, people. No verdict yet. No verdict. And I swear if Conrad Murray gets, you know, if he walks from this, him and Brian Fond belong in hell together, though, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Well, I do my little rant because I can't do it on Late Zone Radio, and this is my show, and yeah, even though I'm missing controlling my own switchboard, I'm going to let Christy do that tonight, you guys. I will give up the control, even though it might be killing me, but the number to call in is 1-347-850-8721. Chris, do we have anyone on the switchboard yet?
Oh, we've got plenty of people on the switchboard, Carly. So, did you want to bring on Amy?
Like I told you, Christy, you and I are becoming like two popular girls in high school. People want to talk to us. See, yes. I mean, we are not just a little show anymore. People want to talk
quite
to us.
I feel quite humbled. I feel honored that people actually want to talk to us. Did you want to let on somebody first?
Okay, is Terry on the switchboard yet?
Terry, I don't think so. What's your area code?
562?
Nope, she's not on.
Okay, what about 360?
Yep, we've got 360.
Put Amy on. We need Amy. I need Amy.
Amy's on the air. Hi. I'm here.
Hi, Amy. I miss my computer. I'm not doing well about not having my computer. It's not good. But what did you think about my little tie wing? Because you know what? As far as I'm concerned right now, well, I'm sitting. This is going to be in November to remember. Yes. And you know what? I feel like people have sold my, you know, November to Remember slogan. Christy, you and I should have padded it or something because everyone is using it. Anderson Cooper, who I find very hot, is using it. The Sioux is using it, which makes me sick. Okay, people, stop stealing our slogan. It was the No Hospital slogan, and not every damn soul out there should steal my slogan. So, yes. Sorry, see what happens when I have no computer, you guys? See, this is not good. Amy, how are you feeling? Because I know you've been sick lately. Amy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to put my phone down and type. What was the question?
Amy, you hilarious. No, how are you feeling? Because I know you've been sick lately, and everyone is getting sick. This whole sickness is going away.
I'm getting
sick.
Man. I'm relaxing from my sickness, so I understand.
Oh, it's just crazy. It's like this cold will not go away, and then I'm okay for like a day, and then it comes back, and it's kicking my butt again, I guess.
Oh, well, just remember to take, and I'm not saying this, Amy, the person that I know will know who I'm saying this to, just remember, if you're on antibiotics, just take the whole medicine, even though you're feeling fine, and you might not relapse.
I'm
Christy.
Probably the most stubborn person you'll ever meet. I don't go to the doctors unless I'm dying.
Okay. Christy, do we have any other people on the switchboard?
We should get to the other people because they'll get very mad at us if we don't get to them. So.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, but everyone knows how much I love Amy and how much positivity is, and we need that right now. We need that. I mean, let the male team begin.
I mean,
okay,
yeah,
I'll bring on more callers. 773, you are on the air.
Hello, this is August West. Alicia, how's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we are doing fine. Well, everyone who has a computer is doing fine, August. I'm just going a little crazy. So, excuse me for my craziness. So, yes. August, so how are you? I haven't been on Twitter for the last 36 hours, so really, I don't know what's going on Twitter, so.
I missed your presence. I was like, where the hell is Charlie at? And now it's like, you're down. Your computer's down. I'm like,
I'm down for the count. I'm never going to make fun of anyone who has computer problems ever again. I feel like crap. But no, August, I want you to stay positive through November. I want all of us to stay positive and not listen to the magazine, the non-listen-to, whatever, but just stay positive because, you know, I feel like we are going to be kicking ass very, very soon.
Yeah. Amy, I'm sorry you got a cold. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it just, you know, it just doesn't go away, and I'm sick of it, too.
Yeah.
And I got jury duty all next week, so.
Oh, hopefully. Man.
Yay!
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm excited, but I don't want to be, like, hacking and coughing and, you know, looking all sick and stuff, you know?
The coughing might not be bad because then they might excuse you from jury duty. Be like,
I know, but I don't want to be excused. I want to do jury duty.
Yes, he wants to do jury duty, you guys, okay? Crazy, but
damn, why not? You get paid for it down in Seattle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you know what? It's too bad you're not on the Conway Murray thing right now, and you just can just throw the book at him. I mean, too bad you're not that on that jury, because I'm thinking, I wish I knew people who was on that jury, because I would, like, hypnotize them to just say guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yeah.
Him.
He's got to go down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he didn't do it intentionally, but, oh, my God, there was so much better ways.
But my problem is, he did it at the house. He didn't have any other equipment.
I know.
It was a disaster waiting to happen. And when that defense attorney said, oh, will we even be here if it wasn't Michael Jackson? And I'm thinking in my head, wait a moment. You know, celebrities get away. I mean, and I'm not saying Michael Jackson was right or wrong.
No, I mean, they always proved it. Dr. Murray lied like 4 times.
Exactly.
You know,
Dr. Murray. Exactly. Dr. Murray and Sam McCall to go on a boat and accidentally explode. Whoops. You know, I mean, like I said at the top of the show, you know what? If he gets off, him and Brian Fawn belong in the hell together for eternity. And, you guys, we have to be positive. I guess I know sometimes you get frustrated, but, you know, don't let any of the, you know, thing go on Twitter or, you know, don't go on any bad websites, and you do fine for
I am going to tell you what pisses me off because I have a rant. I have a huge chip on my shoulder.
August, I'm giving you permission to rant right now.
Thank you. Like, why is it that there are people coming on? I don't mind people being optimistic about liaison. That's a good thing. But please don't come on with bullshit spoilers that you know. You know that shit isn't going to come true. There's one person online. First, you got all these quarter mains coming back. Now they're not one of them is supposed to be coming back. I don't know if it's Emily or what. Then she's supposed to not be coming back. You know, please, just try to be credible or just shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Amen, August. Amen.
Yeah, I love you.
Amen, August. I'm go on with your aunt.
Yeah, it's just fucking irritating. I'm sick of it. I want Liaison too, but don't act like you got one foot in the door of the studio of GH. Don't act like that. It just pisses
yeah.
me off. And I've read
well,
like, you know, somebody was saying, well, Steve Burton says that Jake might come back, and I didn't read any of that. I follow Steve Burton. He didn't say any of that. He's not supposed to.
Well, you know what? I'm on
I know.
The
I mean, they're a bunch of liars, and they love
yep.
What you're doing right now. I mean, they are laughing their rear ends off right now because you're, you know what I mean? You're giving it attention where we should just ignore them. They are nothing.
Yeah, well, we need to ignore them because, you know what? When they start melting and believing they will, the 10 of them, I'll tell them probably will end up in the psych ward or something because, you know, everything, and, you know, there are going to be fake spoilers, you know, out. And, you know, a lot of the spoilers never come to any, even in the Soap magazine, there's never a grain of truth in the Soap magazine
either. It's always fun, you know,
mm-hmm.
people read things. Everybody reads things different ways. You
exactly.
know? And I'm sure we sat in the circle and I told you something and we went all the way back around and by the time we got back to me, it would be all different. Even if we're
exactly.
in the same room. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
It's that's
just
true.
We take
but
things.
It's when the liaison fans do it. And you know better. Like, why are you getting people's hopes up? Right now, I'm hoping for liaison. I think it probably might happen. But we don't know anything yet. This whole
no, we don't. But to say no. we're crazy for thinking that they're coming or
no.
we're whatever, you know, there's positive people and there's negative people, and I understand both sides.
Well,
know?
Yeah,
and
but you know what?
Has to do.
Steve himself, Becky herself, said on Kimmy said that they taped scene that we were like, okay,
yeah.
you know, so just remember,
no.
you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
and she gave an art, you know, the article that she recently was in. I mean, they were all up in arms about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they think they're all, you know, safe or whatever you want to call it, but yet they get all, you know, attack mode, and then they start attacking Steve for having the scene with her. And I mean, it's just like, are you serious? You know, they're stupid. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. I mean, because I'm thinking the same thing.
And there's
no point arguing with them anymore. There's no point. Because
they are totally threatened by fans.
You know
they
what? We've been
so
here.
Threatened.
We've been here for almost 13 years. They've only been there for like 5. Okay?
Yeah, Jason
so
is
and
only
there's only like 10
of
them.
One person. Exactly. The best thing we can do is just ignore them. And
yep.
Almost like talking over them and just, you know, have our own
yeah.
conversation. And if they don't
and
like
don't,
it, do that. I mean, to...
And you know what?
Off.
And do not start Twitter wars. I'm, like, the one to talk here, but do not start Twitter wars with them. It's not worth it.
Oh,
you know, that this gets through the end of November. I have never looked forward to, like, the end of the month more than I do right now. And it's I mean, yeah, Thanksgiving is nice and whatever, but
you end up getting weight. I'll just wait till the end of the month. I mean,
but see, people, you know, we have Thanksgiving in there, but I'm thinking Thanksgiving makes people gain weight. So Thanksgiving, and then, you know, I'm not being mean, but I'm just thinking. But no, I'm just thinking, and I need you guys all opinions. Do we have a show the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't care what Franco does to Sam.
Yeah, well, Finkelton.
I don't care. You know, those shower scenes were the same thing with Manny and all that stuff.
That,
I mean, they couldn't even redo scenes.
I didn't watch it.
And she looks bored out of her mind.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's just, it's stupid. She can't even take a shower. I mean, come on.
Yep. Oh, Christy, do we have anyone else on the line to bring to the party?
Yeah, I'm going to bring on 781.
Hi.
781, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy, I miss talking to you on Trudeau. Bye, so be back online sometime next week.
Well,
and
I didn't come on there. I'm not on there that often.
Well, I know, but when you're on, at least I say hi.
She's going to rape her. I really, really don't. I think she's going to play fake it. It's a thing for that skank to do. I mean, it is so... I can see Elizabeth helping Jason because she loves him and will do anything for him. And I can actually see her, you know, discovering that, you know, Sam is making all this up. And I just cannot wait for that. You know,
yeah, me either. I cannot wait. And, you know, and...
You know
what
I mean?
Go ahead.
She's gonna find out that, you know, the skank is lying. I can't even say her name because she disgusts me. Sorry.
I cannot wait. And you know what, Carly? Yeah, I wouldn't call her a slap Sam once and for all.
If she was, she wouldn't keep it a secret, especially from Jason. She wouldn't keep it a secret. She's supposed to keep things from Spinelli, too, or whatever.
Okay.
So,
you know, when you keep secrets from my husband, people, that's never any good. Spinelli's going to figure it out. And
well,
you know what?
She's not going to tell him everything, but somehow Spinelli is supposed to come on top of all this and be a hero at the end of this story. So I don't know how that's going to work out. But
all I can say is,
we're going to see a change in Spinelli.
Yeah, well, if my husband becomes a fucking hero, come on, honey, you need to bring it on home for us. You need to explode that liar for the liar.
I don't care what happened with Kehoe and Nancy. I mean, who gives a damn?
Yeah,
I don't care.
She'll be kissing our ass next week. I mean, I'm sick of it already.
And you know what I find really weird also, you guys, is this whole Gavin thing. Okay, so has ABC made an announcement?
No.
About
and they're going to deny it and deny it and deny it until it happens. But let me tell you something, okay? Michelle Valjean left, right? And her last story, script, whatever you want to call it, isn't done until the 10th of January. So even if Gavin is out, which he's not yet, it's still going to lead in to February's week, whatever he has. And I'll tell you one thing. I told you this last week. The co-writer that they brought on has been there since August. And she's a female, and she's supposed to be making sure females are written better. So she's going to have a strong influence on how the females are treated in storyline, in whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, you can tell. Alexis is going to work for Sunny again, it looks like. So Alexis is getting more of a pot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, well, now do you want to hear some crazy rumor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christy,
I do not care about Baby Pointless, right? That's
Aiden. Oh, Christy, do we need to bring on anyone else? Because I do not want to put any more on hold tonight. Because
okay,
then we are done.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. You want me to just bring the last three callers on the air at the same time?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure.
Okay, Shiloh, you're on, and the two black callers that called in, you
hey,
are
Carly.
Also on.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Hey, Christy. This is Alva.
Hello.
Hey,
Alva.
Hello.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
Welcome to the crazy Friday night party. But no, okay, Amy, you got to tell us.
Sorry, Amy, I interrupted you. Go ahead and speak your rumor.
Okay. Yeah, we want to hear them.
So there's crazy rumors. You all know how much I cannot stand the fact that Baby Pointless was even a storyline. But anyway, apparently Luke is going to kidnap him. I don't know if he's drunk or not, but they're going to get into a car accident.
Wait, Luke's going to kidnap who?
Aiden.
Okay.
I just saw something on Facebook that he's going to have cancer.
They're going to notice some bruising on him or something. This was supposed to be a story back about 5 years ago involving Cameron. So I don't know. But what and Jake is supposed to be alive.
You
Yay!
Know what?
Well, is this the same rumor that has Aiden dying and Jake being alive?
Well, what I think is going to happen, now this is just my crazy theory, and you can go ahead and call me nuts, but I think...
Don't call Amy nuts, people.
I think it's a lead-in to Jake being discovered alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I think so, too.
This car accident or whatever is Luke's redemption story. I don't know how that can be when he kidnaps a child and puts a child in danger, but whatever. Anyway.
I think what's going to happen is
Aiden is going to need bone marrow or whatever.
Oh, no.
And Jake is going to be discovered alive at the last minute.
Yes.
You know how they go.
Yeah.
And,
that would be really something.
I think what's going to happen, because there's rumors from the Jason and Sam fans are spreading rumors that they're going to change Jake's paternity. They're full of shit.
Oh, come on. That's bullshit.
I mean, come on.
We went through this last year, remember?
I think the best karma would be if Aiden, now I know I'm crazy, but if Aiden turned out to be Jason.
I've always said that this
whole last 3 years has been a dream or nightmares and serious dreams. Elizabeth has been in a coma since the toxic storyline.
Another thing I think, Jason maybe been in a coma since that building fucking fell on his head, because I always go back to that, you guys. Call me crazy, but a building falls on you and you get raped by the flood, but you are going to walk out of it. No broken bone, no broken hips. You're not going to be in the hospital for that long. You already have a previous head injury, and you walk away from the building falling on you.
But what I think is going to happen is the scene can go many different ways. But the three shocking ways and to bring people back, to bring up the ratings, is number one, to bring Jake back. Right?
Yep.
I mean, we don't see Aiden at all. I mean, at all, really.
I hope this doesn't tell me, but sometimes I forget that Aiden ever existed. I mean, I don't
want
to tell me
or
whatever, but I'm like Aiden, and then I have to,
exactly. But karma would be if Aiden turned out to be Jason, or this whole time Elizabeth has been in a coma, and the baby, or Aiden, is Jason, and she was pregnant before the toxic happened. And yes, there's been stories about people, giving birth while still in a coma and all that stuff.
Yes,
but the bottom line is she does have a kid from Jason, and we don't need to make Aiden his or anybody else's, and we don't need him to die. Let's just, like you said, all they need to do is bring Jake back in one fell swoop and start writing the wrongs that they did. It's all that needs to be done.
And you know what?
I know. There's so many ways they can go. But there's also, Aiden couldn't doesn't have to exist at all.
Exactly.
But he does.
You know what I mean?
It's totally uncalled for and purposely done.
But you know something, and I may have disagreed with him being born, but I'm so sick and tired. I'm so outraged about Jason being killed, so I can't be a hypocrite and say, oh, let's get rid of Aiden. There's no need to do that because they all have different babies.
Oh, I understand that, but...
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, we
right.
understand that, but,
right.
you know,
Yeah, if this is all someone's dream, like someone speculated a long time
yeah.
ago, that someone's dreaming, someone's having a nightmare, and this is someone's fantasy all rolled into one.
Exactly.
But it could very well be that Aiden doesn't exist at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so,
because, I mean,
I don't care about
all.
A kid. I'm sorry if that's me.
Yeah,
me either.
I mean, because... You know, I said this kid was a stupid move on their part
yes.
to
yeah,
buy him Becky's pregnancy. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, every time a superstar gets pregnant in real life, you don't always have to buy their pregnancy.
Right.
And I'm sorry. I mean,
right.
you know, that's
no, I agree. I just hope that they take their time and write better stories instead of trying to find a way to write, you know, erase that. Let's just put the energy and make the show good again.
Yes. Yes.
And focus on what needs to be instead of trying to find an asinine
way
to raise Aiden.
I understand that, but right now, I mean, Lucky doesn't give a damn about Cameron
exactly.
or Jake.
Lucky,
yeah,
really
never.
He took off for parts unknown. I mean, he
yeah, exactly. You know what? Lucky's like Luke.
You know,
Lucky
yes,
is like Luke. I'm sorry.
Yep.
He is.
Yep.
And
yep.
you know what? You know what? And if... You know, Jason never cared that Cameron wasn't his son, but he
correct.
Always treated
yes.
Cameron and Zig the same. You
yes,
know,
exactly.
so
right.
so even
and
if Aiden, you know, is still
mm-hmm.
unlucky, this Lucky's, my belief is Jason would treat the kid good too. I mean, he loved Cameron, and you know, he told Elizabeth, "I would take Cameron as my own too." So,
exactly.
you know what, you guys, I just feel like, you know, it's going to be
yes.
a very...
But we can also find out that, you know, Jake is discovered alive,
sense.
Brought back to help Aiden or whatever, and find
exactly.
out that he still has the two kidneys, and that could be another story. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So
and you know what, and you know what, and, you know, everyone knows what a big Carly fan I am, so please don't... Hate on her tonight.
Why can't
yeah.
we speculate? I mean, why not? Everybody
yeah, but what's
I
the
like
thing?
I like Carly with Johnny today.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but ooh,
oh.
okay. But no, that's okay.
And it doesn't
no,
matter.
What I was gonna say on.
Yeah. I
yeah.
Like
what
that.
I was gonna say was, if Jake survived, Jocelyn never had the operation. And if she did have the operation, I'd steal my money. I will bank it till the cows come home. I will say it was that little boy that Monica and Elizabeth were talking to last Christmas. In the,
I didn't
you know,
say I believe these rumors, by the way. Someone's like, what's the point in speculating? And why not?
Oh,
everybody
and you know what? And do not pick up. The stupid ABC Soaps and Dip. I was at the store today and I looked down. I almost threw up my
well,
breakfast
the cover
because
I wanted to puke when I saw the cover on Facebook. I'm like, oh, don't even.
Really? Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
like, do we need another triangle again? I mean, all these have been.
I don't believe that.
To death.
I don't
you know
believe
what? Yeah,
that.
I,
and I don't think. No. I'm
they
sorry.
They just did
but,
Liz and Nick and Lucky, which I hated.
And that
so.
Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
but you
well,
know
it
what?
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Exactly. The magazines. Don't buy them. Don't even
yep.
look at them. Ignore them.
Yes.
I think things are really
now you said at the end of the month
much,
it's going to get
better.
You said earlier that at the end of the month you think it's going to be good, but I just don't see in 3 weeks how things
know,
are going to go from
I know,
where they
it's
are
hard,
now.
It's
to,
hard to say that. It's hard to believe it.
Well, you know what, I guess...
Both sides
just,
coming from.
Wait a minute. Are we going on facts or are we going on faith? That's just two different things. Now, if we're going on facts that by the end of November that things are going to be, you know, looking better, then okay. But faith is, that's something totally different.
What I'm fighting for is for Jason and Elizabeth to have their chance.
Yes.
And no matter how long General Hospital's here, whether it's April, whether it's September, whatever,
right.
I want to be given that choice to see them until the end. So
you
that's,
know why
that's
I think,
what I'm, you know,
and yeah,
I
and you know why I think we will, because
possibly imagine.
Yeah, you
well,
know why I think we will, because you know what. You guys, I know it looks so bleak right now, but there are so many things, so many times that
yeah.
they say
and
this.
You got to remember that all these ads coming out in soap mags or whatever are at least 3.5-4 weeks out. And
exactly.
rewrites have happened in between.
I mean,
so,
well,
I mean,
so,
come on.
Well, there's
going to
be a dream sequence, so we're going to see that. I mean, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
and
know what, yeah, and you know what,
about, yeah, whatever we talk
yeah.
about here tonight, there'll be rumors over the weekend, and then they'll come up with the scenario that I came up with or someone else came up with, and there'll be rumors out there, you know
well,
what I mean?
Well, did you see what
Becky
posted?
Confirming that this is going to happen, and yeah.
What?
Did
Let's
you
do
see
so.
What Love You,
yeah,
Becky
posted?
It
happens
posted?
All the time. We talk about
yep.
something, and then a week later, it on,
yeah,
you know,
come on,
well,
like 3 days
yeah,
later,
they
3 days
gospel,
later when
like,
Becky was on, 3 days later when Becky was on Kimmy, so they're like, are they new rumors?
Nothing
no,
is confirmed.
Yeah, exactly,
nothing
and you know what, I feel hopeful, I feel
think,
like,
I want to be
well,
hopeful, but after 12 years of being screwed, like you said, with the faith and facts, I mean, I had faith and I want to have faith, but you can only be beat over the head with so much, so long with that show after 12 years, and I can't help but think these, they're just throwing
I
over
know.
Bones.
But you know what,
the
in the bottom,
keep...
at the end of the line, wherever GH lands, there
wanted,
is no guarantee there will be a JSAM. There was will be no guarantee there will be a Lason because we don't know what actors would be willing to go to another network.
Exactly. If it's going anywhere.
Or Prospect Park or wherever. So
which is even more reason. Which is even more reason to fight to have Jason and Lisa
exactly.
as long as
you know what?
I
will say that I feel like Lason is will be endgame. I'm sorry, but
I think so too.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. I need support right now. But no, I just, looking at the dynamic, looking at all the couples on the show, you're going to
yeah,
need a couple to bank on and love and watch. And right now, the only way they can go up is going for Lason, you know, with all the things that's going on.
No, and they're not
going to
say whether or not they're going here or going there. Just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole Jeannie Francis thing where she'll be out of Y&R at the beginning of the year.
Now, I just heard she's staying.
You know what I mean? No.
That's what I
just
heard.
That,
no.
No,
I,
just, no, that's, no, you're going to get mixed bags of
well,
whatever. And like I said,
yeah.
I'm not saying these rumors
she doesn't
are true
come
or
back,
whatever.
So.
I'm just telling you what's out there. You know.
Kath, I could see Jeannie coming back to take Luke and Luckless and maybe Lulu off the screen. I could see that.
Yeah,
because
she doesn't want to come back if she can't get a strong storyline. And she isn't
well,
going to get it.
But she didn't want to come back.
And I don't
Gusta.
Blame her. And I don't
she
blame
her.
She
did not
want to
come back.
If she does come back, if she does come back, she'll get a pretty penny.
Yep.
To ride it out with. You know what I mean? And if she comes
yeah.
back,
and
she's
you know what?
Back
yeah,
to
and
escort Tony off. And
mm-hmm.
that's all she'll be back
yeah.
for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Carly's idea there. I think that's perfect. Get rid of all
because,
the sponsors.
Because when you think about it, you want the Cole families to go off in a way that, you know, will make people happy. You know, have the Cole domains there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, My thing is, you know what? They've been saying for 2 years that Edward was going to be in
exactly.
some.
Exactly. No one's going to watch those reality shows, the Chew
yeah.
or the Revolution. No one's going to watch them, and they're going to fail.
Yeah.
They're going to fail.
Have you seen what
they're
the
fail, fail, and fail. How many
have?
Talk shows can you have? And then you have
exactly.
talk shows
oh.
have
and by the way,
them.
You guys,
I mean,
by
break.
The way, I... with me not having the computer, I was just slipping, and I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was 12, but I wasn't really watching, and it was just slipping, and I flipped past it, so don't worry, I did not watch it. I tuned it out for like a second, and I'm like, okay, this is the worst show I've ever seen in my entire life. I thought The View was bad sometimes. No, this show is bad.
Fail.
So do I. Christy, do we have any more people on the Swiss board?
Looking? We don't, actually, so we can keep chatting away.
Okay, well, yeah, that's great. But no, you guys, I just feel a couple is coming.
And all 10 of those will fail, too, because no soap fan is going to watch them. And there are
exactly.
A lot of soap fans.
And you know what? And you know what? I was thinking, why
and
in the fact
they need
will you
money.
Have
they
a cooking show?
Yeah.
But
forget
why would
it.
You have a cooking
no.
show and then an hour later a weight loss show? Okay. People, okay. Why, do you want the American people to feel guilty when they just cooked like a really bad meal, like a really fattening meal, and then an hour later it's a health food
exactly
thing about why you ate something bad? Okay, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
not
I don't right. think.
Because we're women. That's what Kroz wants us to see. To believe that we're fat and all we can do is cook.
No, but did you see who the cast is going to be on that show?
No.
One of them's an OBGYN. One of the guys is going to be the guy from the home show that they have at night.
You mean Ty Pennington?
Yes, Ty Pennington. I'm
fuck!
What two
fuck
weird people sick. To put together? I'm like, what the heck?
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Okay, I will just say, I will out myself. Even though it's still on ABC, I do watch Extreme Makeover because there are some really good shows and it makes you cry. But what the fuck? No, come on, Ty Pennington, don't do it. They have that
I like him.
I know, but I... this one, you know, I have a new crush, you guys. It's, like, kind of new. Well, I mean, but he's not in the support. I have a crush on Anderson Cooper.
I do, too.
Oh, I like him, too.
I love him.
I was watching him the other day, and when he had, that bad man that made his son kill himself in the, you know, in the really bad scheme to everyone, Bernie Madoff, I was watching The Daughter-in-Law on Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
And I'm like, fall in love with Anderson. Why is he interviewing her? And I still, after watching that, so I didn't think that son knew about what that father did. And I think it's such a shame that he committed suicide. I'm like... To do that to your own kids, to, you know, crap on their future, and, you know, Bernie went to jail, but the son committed suicide, and
yeah.
I was watching it, and for all those victims out there, I feel really sorry for you, but I don't think you should yell at the, you know, the kids that Bernie made off. They did not do it. It was him, you know, and do I really believe the wife was in on
it?
I really do. Don't, but I will never, after watching that 60-minute thing, I don't think Matt and I they were going to commit suicide because they are too full of themselves to do that, the Madoff. So, yeah, but my new quest is on Anderson Cooper. So if anyone wants to tweet Anderson coming on the show, it's fine by me because I'm in love with him and...
I like him too.
He's
good looking, but I've heard he's gay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Why break my heart, you guys?
Yeah, he is.
Why do I think guys are either gay or married? Okay, this is bad for Carly. I don't like that, but I'm just saying if you want to watch a good talk, then watch
Callie,
Anderson.
Callie, you can turn him around.
Thank you. I just, feel like Anderson and I would get along great. And he could just give us like 1,000 more people to listen to. And, you know, but I found he's really cute. But, yeah. Okay, did you guys know what day that One Life to Live is going off, right?
In January,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's going off on Friday the 13th. January.
Oh, man.
Okay, you know, same day as my grandfather passing away 16 years ago, on the same Friday the 13th, and I'm like, when I found that out, I'm like, okay, Brian Fawn must really hate me or really hate people to make One Life to Live go off on a freaky Friday thing. And then I was thinking, Why didn't they give us 2 hours of AMC as a goodbye? Why can't they give us 2 hours of One Life to Live goodbye? I was just thinking this today. Why can't we just, you know, because I don't want it all to be, I'm still not happy with the way AMC went off, to be honest. I wasn't happy.
I know.
So,
I agree.
No, I don't like
why?
Diane could be Elizabeth's lawyer.
Oh.
When she kills Luke Spencer.
I like that.
Yeah, okay, but come on, Elizabeth. If Elizabeth killed Luke, she could go to Jason and Sunny. Sunny will cover for her, but no, Jason, who will have to get married because, you know, because husband and wife cannot testify against each other.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think this whole marriage is fake, and I think we're going to find that out.
Okay, you guys, okay.
That's what Silas said, that it was fake because they never got the license signed.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, because I rewatched it one day, and, you know, I had to throw up afterwards, and I could have wine before, but I watched it. I'm like, wait a moment. No one was signing anything. There was
stronger
nothing.
Okay.
And
I
how
couldn't
do
find
we know?
A clip of it.
You are Christy.
Yeah, I've got a couple more callers on the switchboard.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, you know, it's weird. The same number showed up twice, so we'll see how this
you
works.
You know, Alexis was off too much.
I think it
for
might
me.
Be really.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It is Ruby.
724,
you're
on the air.
Hi, welcome to the party.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ruby. Hi.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey, Ruby, yay! Sorry.
How you doing?
Good. Oh, I am so glad you called in. I mean, you know, I mean, like, all the Twitter people are on the phone. This is kind of nice. Crazy for nice.
No, I mean, didn't know that Lexi called.
Who called?
That's cool.
Wait, what happened?
Lexi called,
Heart
Radio.
I'm really happy for her. I am really,
support.
Yeah, she's supposed to be calling in tonight, too. iHeart Radio too. But
what
I
Ruby got to say?
Yeah, Ruby, what did you have to say?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling to see what was going on.
Well, we are all of us will. So we've been talking about Layton, my crush on Anderson Cooper, the fact that I found out he's gay, and I'm heartbroken over that. The fact that One Life to Live is going off on a freaky Friday, and I think One Life to Live should be given 2 hours instead of 1 hour to wrap up all the stories. Because what if, you know, not all of the stars are going to post a post? I found out they haven't contacted Robin Strasser yet.
She's not going.
She's not going.
Maybe
okay.
She doesn't want to.
She doesn't need to go.
Isn't she moving to California or something?
Maybe she's
well,
done.
Not
I mean,
because there's been a lot of, just like Silas was talking about, they haven't made a deal with Astra. So they keep reporting saying, actors are going on to One Life to Live. If they don't make a deal with AFTRA, which is the actors' union, nobody is going anywhere. Let's clear
that. Oh, really?
And there's only 70 days left to go before it's supposed to air online, so this is not looking too good.
Not for January.
Exactly.
You know what? Yeah, and okay, does anyone know, because I've been without the net for almost 48 hours, don't like it, but does anyone know if when SoapNet, because SoapNet is not going off in January, like they said, didn't they give it a little more time? Does anyone know?
No, I think once ABC drops it, because they're owned by ABC, so once they go off that, it's not going to be on SoapNet, I don't think, because ABC is going to drop it.
It's supposed to be replaced with Disney programming all day, like kids' cartoons.
Yeah, but I heard that they screwed up with the deal with the kids' programming, and it was going to be there until March, so April. And I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I heard that
just,
too.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, because I'm sorry, Amy can attest to this. We live in breaking news. County, and I kind of like catching the soaps. Like if I miss days or why and all, I know I can TiVo then. And okay, and do you know that 5 o'clock in the morning, General Hospital is showing old episodes, and some of them have been laid on episodes.
Really, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah,
5 o'clock in the morning.
From like 2006 or something.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
I thought Diane was more Jason's lawyer than she was Sonny's lawyer. So
yeah. Well, no, yeah, I've always thought, Diane and Jason were more the tuning client privilege than Sonny. But why did Diane and Sonny part ways?
She's going to be a gossip columnist. She's not going to practice law. She's going to be a gossip columnist. And
yeah,
I think Alexis
is... I think they're writing her out. I really do.
I think they're going to give Alexis more of a story, and Alexis is going to be Sonny's lawyer.
Yep.
Are they fixing to write Diane off the show? That's why they're doing that?
She said no in a tweet. She said, I don't know what they have for me, but she said, I'm going to be a gossip columnist. So she said no, they're not writing her off the show. I saw her tweet.
I don't believe them either, so I don't know. Let's wait and see.
I don't believe anything anyone says
right
on that show.
Well,
I
she's saying herself
kissing,
right now, no. So she doesn't. If she's getting fired,
so
she doesn't know it.
Mm. Carly,
yeah,
we got another caller on the switchboard.
Oh, bring them on.
Okay, area code 253, you're on the air with us. 253.
253. Hello?
253 is not answering us. Maybe they fell asleep or something.
Well, okay, that's what I want to know. How can people fall asleep on the show?
Speak up whenever they want to or just listen. That's good.
Oh, I think you guys... Yeah, well, about Diane. Well, maybe they are writing her out, but not saying anything for a while. But I always loved the Jason and Diane relationship. Like, when Diane was upset over Max. Yeah, but I loved it when, she's upset about Max, and she would come to Jason and like, and Jason, he called me her down, but did.
Oh, when he saw her in those outfits, the sexy things or something like that, when she had that stuff on.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised she doesn't know, because look, they haven't even announced Alexi Ainsworth firing.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Okay, I get
it. That in itself has been, like, the strangest thing. With Becky, we knew because it was out there. With Tyler, we knew. With Ingo, we knew. With a lot of people, we already knew. But with Lexi, there has been no confirmation, and I don't get that.
Yeah,
Well, didn't someone say Ingo did it himself? That's how we knew, because Ingo himself reported it, not eight, not.
Ingo
eight.
Tweeted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ingo's on Hawaii Five-0.
What's that?
Oh, really? Ingo was going to be on Hawaii Five-0. He taped today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a plug for Blue Bloods tonight at 10. I'm in love with Blue Bloods. Yes, I'm in love with Donny Wahlberg. But Blue Bloods is a really good show. And if you guys haven't watched it, you need to. And I'm very, very sad that Against the Wall, that I've been watching on Lifetime, had their season finale last week. So I have no more of that. So, but I hate summer shows that, you know, and, you know, mid-November, and you have to wait until the summer. I really don't, you know, like that. And I'm all caught up with Grey's Anatomy, but I'm, like, 4 weeks behind on Private Practice.
Oh, I watch both of those, Callie.
I don't do ABC anymore, so I boycott them, but I do watch Blue Bloods, but I got, like, 3 or 4 of those to watch, but that is an excellent show.
I watch ABC.
Well, I do, too. Ooh. I watch nighttime ABC.
I watch ABC shows. I do.
Any of that crap.
I mean, I do. I mean, I don't want to get any hate mail over this, but I am recording Extreme Makeover tonight. I mean, I know it's on ABC, but
I still watch ABC nighttime shows. I
yep.
do.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
I can't do it after what they did to my soap operas after all these years. I just can't do it. There's nothing on
Yeah, but it's a whole different
that.
Entity running the nighttime.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, Kathy's right. But we are not going to criticize.
I'm Dawn, dear. Not Kathy.
Oh, Dawn.
Dawn.
Sorry. Dawn, but you know, you know what? I swear. If, you know, I do not want McDreamy to leave at the end of his contract. I will be so pissed.
I'm
going to
watch too. I love him. I don't want him to leave. I figure
no.
if I don't watch him, I'm punishing myself. And I don't want to punish myself. So I watch ABC.
Yeah, we get enough punished with a GH.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't want to punish myself.
And you know what I'm loving about Grace right now? The relationship between Derek and the other doctor who's with, what's her face, Christina,
Yeah, her sister, Lexi. Isn't it
yeah.
Lexi?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I
am
those
loving.
Two back together so bad.
So do I. So do I. I mean, but I'm loving everything with Grey's Anatomy. I mean, the
yep.
season is not disappointing me. It's making me want to watch Mo. You know, the only thing I would like to see, I would love to see Andy come back, because I feel like we never really got any closer with Izzy. I did not get any closure with Izzy.
Right, we didn't get any closure with her. She just left.
Yeah,
yeah, she
I don't think
left.
She'd come back for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I remember when, I remember when Zoe's died, you guys, and the funeral, and they were all laughing. Don't you guys remember?
I don't remember any ABC shows. I used to when Lost was on, but I haven't watched any ABC since Lost went over.
But, okay, Dawn, did you remember when Zoe died and they were all laughing at the service? Not laugh because he passed away, but like Meredith and Christina started laughing. And
I remember that.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, that's a very human thing. And so, yeah, I think Grace is really good this season. Dancing with the Stars has been okay.
Private Practice is good, too. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I won't be watching a lot this weekend because I'm going to Oregon for my uncle's 60th birthday party, which they are having on a Sunday. At a very, very
yeah,
high
there are rumors that old characters are coming back. Dr. Jeff Weber is one of them.
Ooh,
right.
Audrey
we need MacGyver.
Another.
We need MacGyver.
Yeah, I've heard those too.
Mm-hmm. Jake, of course.
Yay!
And
What's his name?
I read they contacted. They've contacted Richard Dean.
I don't know about Faison.
I don't think he'll come back.
They contacted the real Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah.
Yes. I heard about that.
That's what someone said. We don't know.
I don't know if he'll do that.
I see an article from him, you know what I mean?
I don't know if he'd come back.
I don't know if he would come back for a few days, but, I mean, what's the harm? I mean, you know
yeah,
what
well,
I mean?
What, you know? And, you know, for the
and
past
if he
2 years.
Watch, they could easily bring in someone, like, you know, I mean, for a month or whatever it needs to be.
You know,
I don't think he's doing anything.
You know how I always thought that could, if I had to recast Seth Weber, but now it won't. Now my recast would not come true because he's back on Dave, but I always thought Drake Hogerson would be a good fit.
I know this would probably never happen, but what about Hugh Laurie from House?
Oh.
He's always watching soap operas in the guy's coma room.
I would love to see him on a soap.
I saw a liaison fan supposedly was had a rumor that Liz was going to YNR. I'm like, no, that's not happening. She's
no.
happy with kids.
You know
like,
what? Becky
this
was
is why,
talking to us not even a month ago saying how happy she and excited she was for her story coming. And even
that's
if they did offer her that, she's not going anywhere.
Wait, who?
You know, if General Hospital cancels,
yeah,
she knows she has another job. She's all lined up right away.
That's why when August was first talking, I agree because I was seeing some crazy shit on Facebook today from quote unquote liaison fans. I'm like, people are going off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
You know what? I'm sorry, but you know what? People, that's why I don't post a lot of liaison stuff on Facebook because. There are so many dissimilars that, you know, can, you know.
Spoilers are out there for the reasons that we're talking right now. They're out there to start fan wars. They're out there to get people bashing one another. And, I mean, it's just uncalled for. And
well, yeah, and remember, you know, I remember when I was in high school and, the only way you would really know what the hell was going on was the magazines. But by the time you read the magazine, the episode was always, long gone, or like 2 days before it actually happened.
Yep.
So,
I said, these magazines that are out now, these articles were written 3 weeks, at least a month ago. And since then, there's been rewrites.
Right.
So nobody knows. And we've been told, I don't know how many times, that Mr. Wolf doesn't give any spoilers. So anything out there right now is just from handholders. I mean, that's what they are.
Amy, do you know?
Are they really going to sacrifice another child?
At least I can't hear you.
I said, Amy, do you still talk to your spoiler person?
I do.
Yeah, and you said 9 times out of 10, well, maybe 8 times out of 10, that, you know, she's never led you wrong, right?
She has not steered me wrong at all.
Okay, any good ones coming?
Yeah.
Did she say yeah?
I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, do you have any new spoilers from your dependable person?
Just that Jake is alive.
Huh?
Just that Jake is alive.
Excellent.
Okay.
They do not think that the rewrites have anything to do with Kelly Monaco or her storyline or anything like that. That they think it's to bring.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
To bring up the ratings, basically.
They're bringing back who?
whatever was written for Jason and Sam is going to end.
Good.
I
yep.
mean, they're going to end.
Good. Yep.
I think
you know,
the thing I
think.
She predict my source predicts that we will find out by the end of this month that Jake is alive.
Good. Yep.
And then something is supposed to happen around the 12th of December. And I'm just being told that basically poor Charles wakes up. I don't know what that means. I don't know who wakes up. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what. But that's the major thing. So just, and then another person said liaison fans should start watching next week because things are going to get interesting.
Yep.
And you guys, remember December 12th is on a Monday. So, watch that. December 12th is on a Monday, people.
So, it could happen Friday.
Yep.
Just before the weekend or whatever.
Exactly. In the Monday. Oh, and okay, you guys, we need to decide, even though it's like 3 weeks away, whether or not we should do a show on the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, because it's Thanksgiving,
Carly,
I don't know
I
if that.
I will be so busy.
That's what I thought. So, I mean, because it's the day after.
Busy.
Yeah, because it's the day after Thanksgiving. So I just wanted to know what people thought of us having a show or not having a show because, you know, it's going to be the Friday where, you know, people are, you know, doing the Black Friday things and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
I have to work that day and it's going to be murder. And
okay.
It's just not a good day for me. I mean, how
well, yeah,
what
about, yeah, what about you guys, Kathy, Dawn, August? What
I'm
are you thinking?
I don't have a life, so I can go either way.
I can
the majority goes. I'll
I don't. I'm with Dilo. I have no life. I'm with Dawn. I have no.
But
life.
I'm okay. Okay.
I'll
do not
free
want to make it. You guys say it like that, but no, I mean, I just thought because of the people that do not have a life like me.
There's no NBA, so I won't be doing anything at night.
I can call in. I have no problem.
Cool. Yeah, and by the way, you guys, I think this year we should all get a wishbone on the turkey legs and just make a wishbone legs on.
Okay.
Yes.
I wish for that every day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I'm
I
really
going
to sound like a loser, but I'm only getting a turkey breast.
I hate turkey so much.
By the way, why are you only getting a turkey breast?
Because it's only me.
I don't even like turkey.
It's too bad you don't live in Seattle. I would just invite you over to my brother's and sister-in-law's house because...
Dear Carly, if I lived on that side of the world, I'd be in Arizona with my daughter where I'd really like to be, but...
Well, yeah,
damn it, I hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think Amy and I really want to go to Arizona right now because tonight it's going to be in the mid upper 30s to 20s tonight here. And I'm.
I know.
Yep.
I don't want to get up early in the morning.
Okay, Amy, I have a group. Okay, Amy, you're going to want a feeble. You're going to want to have like 103 fever. There, bam, you don't have to go look.
Oh, God. That'd be fun.
Well,
I'm just...
You guys, I have to be really careful now because my little niece, the 7-year-old, is now taking cues from me. And one day when I was texting and she came over to me, and she goes, she's like, did you ever play sick when you were a kid? And I'm thinking, let me get back to you on that one. And she goes, come on, please tell me. And I go, okay, I did a couple of times, okay? And she goes,
okay.
How?
I want to say something real quick before I hang up because I'm running out of my minutes. And, but I'll still be in the chat room. Can you all hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God, my phone is dying or something. Anyway, no, I just want to say about spoilers, most are false out there.
Yep.
We've been
told. I'm not getting too worked up about them
anymore. I know.
No, don't.
I mean, it does no good, and it just, I mean, they're out there to do what we're doing right now, to argue between each other and, you know, to start fights, and then people start calling people names, and it's just, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not necessary. Just ignore them. It's the best thing to piss them off is to ignore them and just go on our merry way. You know?
Exactly.
Forget
what
they say.
Well, and I have my faith who I think is going to be there and what's going to happen, and I stick with it now. It's like, I don't care what anybody says, I'm getting Lason.
Yeah, see? Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I told Amy earlier in a text, you know, the way I'm looking at it, when we do go, cover back, fuck all the non-believers and, you know, the day families, because, you know, I cannot wait.
Yep. Agreed.
So, Amy, you're going to still be in the chat room, right?
Yes, I will still be in the chat room, okay? But my phone is dying, so I have to hang up. And my throat is getting dry.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Night, Amy.
Night.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. So, before I forget, okay, so I sort of taught my little niece how to put a thermometer by a lamp. Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay, I know it was bad. Okay, I got in trouble by my mom. Like, and because, you know, and so my niece, I guess, tried it, and I forgot to tell her to take it off and see how it turns this up. Like 115.
I love it. A plan that doesn't go.
Yeah, and her mom looked at her and said, yeah, honey, you would be dead. You know, and I'm like, and she called me up and she goes, you didn't do it right. You didn't teach me why. I'm like, and I go, honey, I should never, ever, ever, ever gave you that idea. That was a bad auntie thing to do. And because she doesn't really like school. I mean, she's only in second grade. But, you know, that's kind of bad. And, you know, she tried staying home one day, too. And she was acting all sick. And by the time my grandma came over around noon, Sophie was jumping on the couch, and my grandma looked at her mom and goes, I think she can go back to school now. She's jumping on the couch.
Yep.
And, yeah, and, oh, yeah, I went with my other niece, Annabelle, who turned 9 today, and, yeah, I called her at, like, 7 o'clock this morning. It was her happy birthday, and she goes, now I'm 9. No one can boss me around. And I go, honey, people are going to boss you around for your whole rest of your life just because you're 9.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, you guys, I think what we are doing is good, you know, and do not read any shit on the Facebook General Hospital page, because all that is.
I still go in there and say about Lason. I don't care what they say. They used to respond to my posts, and I don't care. It's like, I don't care. You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to put in, I want Lason or they're coming, period.
I don't even look at the General Hospital one. They just posted on my own page people that are supposed to be liaison fans. I'm like, what the hell is this crap?
You just let them know that you don't buy into it.
Carly, there's an area code 206. Do you know that area code?
Oh, yeah, that's Christy. That's Christy.
So sorry, Christy. You're on the air now because you didn't touch one, so I know.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm kind of jealous of you right now, but I'm happy for you.
I'm so I'm shaking over here. I was, like, so shocked. I was like, I didn't even think.
because I didn't expect her to call. I didn't know she was calling, and you know, and I'm like, okay, is this? I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, this. Okay, what am I supposed to be asking? Like, I couldn't even.
You
think.
Did good. You did good.
Because now I'm thinking, oh, I should have asked her about this and that and whatever, and I didn't, you know, and it was like, oh my god, well,
you did good.
Yeah, well, Christy, I had a little light on. And there was so many, I mean, I didn't write anything down. I just, you know, did it out of my head. And so don't feel bad because I'm still, you saw Lexi, what a great show you got, you all. And I'm still, she probably will come back on to promote, like, her new movies or something. So don't feel bad about it. It just, you know, I'm just happy for you.
I was just, she's such a sweetheart. It was actually, I'm glad that I got to actually see her face-to-face because at least she knows, like, who I am as opposed to just some crazy person with a board, you know? I don't know what people think, you know? And so, but I still can't believe that she took the time. And what we figured out, too? Oh, my God. Poor thing. I didn't know she was calling in. I didn't have an area code or anything. And so we had this 310 area code. It was on hold, like, from the beginning of the show.
It was too bad that I totally forgot you had a show, but without a computer, I'm useless right now. So, you know, you know that. But... You know what, I wish you would, you know, you should just DM Christy, because whenever it's a 310 number, so I usually take that as, okay, this is from California, this could be, like, big, and, you know.
See, yeah, I didn't know what the area code was there, because the number that I give out for the GH hotline is area code 323. So 310, it didn't even like compute for me. I didn't know, but now I'll know. Of course, I'll probably never, you know, have that happen again. But
You know what you could. I mean,
yes, and thank you. I just, you know, I know I had to do my little thing because, yeah, I mean, you guys, I would not even seriously if you had not asked me to come on your show that one time, the first time, because I'd been thinking about doing an Our Heart Radio for a while, but I was like, you know, I don't know if I can do it, and I don't know, you know, is anybody even going to care, or, you know what I mean, I just didn't know, and I didn't know if I could even do it, and so the day that you asked me to come on your show, it kind of snowballed after that, and then it just kind of, you know, had wings and flew. And so, I wanted to thank you and Christy and Silas. And I mean, like, seriously, I would not
have
done it.
You know, Christy was my sole inspiration, actually, about getting Daytime After Dark because she had Late Long Radio. And I wasn't going to take us, though, away from her, even though I'm a big Jason Elizabeth fan. But then one night I was in bed and it just came to me, Daytime After Dark. And I'm like, you know what, I think I can do this. And 2 years later, I'm like, wow, I was right. And you know what, I think it's really good of you to have a show like you do. And you're getting more calls than we did our first time. You know, I mean, we are not jealous of you or anything, but you are getting the calls that we were dreamt of, you know, our first time out. It's because you're getting support from Silas and I and Christy, and so I think that is a good thing. And, you know, I still can't believe you talked to Lexi. I think that is really cool.
I was
look
just
at it
floored.
This way.
I just wish that I would have, you know, like even, I didn't even, because normally, you know, I'm an investigator. I mean, that's what I've done for 16 years. And I mean, I've done interviews. I've done thousands of interviews. But I always, that's why I was like, oh my God, had I known, like I didn't even think that she would, you know what I'm saying? Like even if she had said, well, I might be able to call, you know, like I never got an inkling that she would call. Otherwise, I would have had, you know, a small, like, few questions ready or prepared. Or, like, if she called, I would be prepared, but I wasn't. It was like, oh, my God, I probably sounded awful, but
you know what,
I was
no.
still in
you
shock.
Know what?
No,
you did the best you could do with the information you had. And you know what? It's better to be on the slide reporter than feel like everything you're going to say has been rehearsed. That's how I look at it, because I mean, when Bradford came on the show, I was nervous, things were, like, my stomach was doing, like, the Titanic in my stomach. But then I just winged it. I'm like, screw the questions. And you know what? So with Lexi, yeah, I think that's great. And did you tell Lexi that all of us are still fighting for her? Or?
I think so. What did I say? Well, I said that in the beginning, I guess she would have heard all of that because she was on hold at the beginning of the show.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, you know, we're still going to fight for Lexi. You know, I did say that, but I didn't say that specifically to her, I don't think. I have to listen to it. I don't even remember. I mean, I'm serious. It's like I don't even remember most of the conversation. I have to listen to it.
Oh, that's normal. I mean, don't tell. Oh, and no, by the way, Maria, I don't know if you talked to her today, and the one that does you trivia is telling me that all of us have to meet up at the melting pot. And so, like, Amy and I and you and all the Seattle girls have to do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm giving us to the end of the year. Because with the holidays and everything, I think it might be super crazy for all of us. So I'm giving us all the girls.
I think,
you know,
that would be a fun idea, totally.
Yeah. And you know what? We could do also one of those is Life from the Melting Pot.
Yeah, that would be great. Actually, and you know what? There's a little gazebo or a little like clubhouse or whatever in the apart where I live in the apartments, and it, you know, we can just use it. It's just a real cool room, and that would be a blast. Actually, we'll have to plan it.
Yeah,
I'll DM you my phone. Well, you have my phone number, right? Just call me, or I'll DM you my number so you have it.
Okay, yeah. And Kathy and Dawn and August, you guys are so much welcome to come out to Seattle for this, too. I mean,
that would be so much fun. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what I need to ask you, Chris. Okay, are you going to have, because, I mean, you don't normally have a show Friday night, but are you going to have any of you so the week of Thanksgiving? Because I probably will do a Friday night.
Now, Silas is doing something, too, I think, Friday. So you might want to check with him.
Oh, damn, Silas. No, I'm kidding, you guys. No.
No, I know.
I don't know.
Should I have it on? Well, I was going to try and just keep mine on Wednesdays, but I don't know.
That's great. But, you know, for the Wednesday of Thanksgiving, you might not get a lot of calls because people might be getting ready for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I just why might not do a show that week. You're thinking of doing one on Friday? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, but now I have to talk to the Godfather of Soaps, meaning Silas, to tell me whether or not.
What about
know,
a Saturday night?
Saturday might be kind of cool after everybody's like, you know, having a few drinks after the whole rush. I don't know. People usually go shopping.
Okay, let me ask
the weekend,
anyone this.
Right?
I don't mean to be mean. But, okay, after you guys are all done with the turkey, don't you guys all want to take a nap? Or is this me?
I always want to take a nap in the afternoon.
That's funny. No, I have stomach issues, so I can't even really eat that much, which totally sucks, but... I mean, I like having the turkey. I like having the turkey. Like, I used to. I can't have sandwiches. I can't have bread anymore. It bothers me. But
what?
I love the turkey sandwiches after turkey, after Thanksgiving. That's my favorite thing.
Okay, I would die without bread.
You know why you people get sleepy after they eat turkey? Because they say there's a chemical in the turkey called tryptophan, I think.
Yep.
And that makes people sleepy. That's why.
Oh my God!
I love you guys. The best part of the turkey I love is the skin. I don't know the way my mom has always made it. The skin
is. I love the skin
too,
though.
Yeah,
it's the worst part for you to eat is the skin, though. But I know I love that too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? It's like. because I would, like, go. I would get hungry because we would have appetizers. And, like, my brother would take all the skin of the ones. And I would try and sneak in the kitchen behind my grandma's back and try. And I've got my hand slapped a couple of times. She's like, do not touch the turkey before we are sitting down. And I'm like, but I'm hungry. And she goes, have a double egg. I'm like, but it's not the same. So, no, but I cannot believe we are in November. This year has flew by because, you know, when someone's like, oh, 2012, I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
You're like,
we oh call my God. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I won't have my show that week if you're going to have one on.
Because I listen Wednesday night, and I mean, I don't want you to go through the pain that I went through when I saw myself have no clothes and you talking to yourself.
then your neighbor is like, okay, who is she talking to? Nobody. She's talking to the air.
And Christy, do not go on 520 this weekend.
Why?
They are closing the 520 bridge after the Husky game.
Oh my God! Thank you for telling me that because my mom lives in Kirkland and I was gonna. That's how I usually go. Oh, that's great. So are they? My 90 will be a mess because everybody's gonna be going that way.
Take four or five.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Go to Seattle, go to Mercer Island, and then hop on the 405.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Because I'm in Lake Forest Park, so I can, take.
I know exactly where, yeah.
Okay,
I know you guys are thinking, what are they saying, but yeah.
Okay, that sucks, though. Man, I love taking the bridge. It's easy.
Well, but you will not be saying that in a couple of months when they are doing tolls. They might be doing tolls on the 520 bridge.
What are they doing?
Three minutes.
It's like we have enough traffic as it is, and they're going to do that. It's insane. You got to worry.
Somebody came up with a new name for Steve Burton.
They were
talking about Disney movies, cartoon movies. They came up with the Loin King. So every time they talk about Steve, they're going to call him the Loin King.
The Loin King.
I love that.
It could be Buttercup, the Loin King.
The Loin King.
Yeah, somebody wrote that. Buttercup, the Loin King.
We have to hang up very soon because Raycon Radio is starting in 3 minutes and Christy doing that Cisco too.
Yep. I'm going to be heading over.
I actually opened up another browser for it. So the show is already open.
Yeah, Christy, I hope you call in to Christy's show too.
Okay.
I'll be adding my number.
Okay, perfect.
All right,
okay,
talk to Christy.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Carly, and everybody.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, talk to you in a little while.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
All right, we're going in, so thanks for listening, everyone.
Chrissy, you having your show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So she's over now, so I will see you there.
Okay, bye-bye. All
right. Bye. All right, bye, everyone. Listen to Ali's radio coming out in just a couple minutes, and we will see you soon.